we got is this. This is what we got. I've been doing some thinking on this shit, nephew. We got Freaky Zeke the Rat. We got Jim Jones, the cooperating informant behind the scenes. And we got Cameron, who played Alpo. It's all bad, nephew. Everything is bad.
Damn.
Get up. Bad.
Now, let me tell you why that's so fucked up. You niggas must... Now, this is where they got, this is where it gets fucked up, bro. It ain't like Freaky Zeke is part of the group on the microphone. This is a nigga that could have been eliminated. He's just a hype man. There's already three of you niggas up there, so technically you really don't need a hype man.
Facts.
So why would y'all keep this nigga around unless all you niggas is playing by the same rules, bro?
Did you see Freaky Zeke on stage at the Versus battle, tweaking and jerking like Pookie on New Jack City when he was...
But not only that, let me say what else. So now... So the question, was it Freaky Zeke or Jim Jones who let the feds know we're going to wear this piece of jewelry that we all know is tied to this case that ain't got niggas 100-something years?
The 6ix9ine piece.
That's too comfortable. Yeah. That's too comfortable, my nigga. Like when Jim did that, he showed his hand, bro. Like, you nigga, ain't no nigga knowing.
Been saying that. That's what T-Rose been saying. Shit. The nigga wearing his chain.
I said that.
Ain't no way, bro. You know you allegedly survived it, and you know that this is tied to a robbery kidnap, right? And you just freely wearing this shit on something that's televised. The only reason why you're going to feel comfortable doing that, because you got to have some comfort zone. And it's a federal case.
Yeah, real shit.
Statute of limitation for robbery is like 7 years. It still ain't up, my nigga. They can still come book you.
Hey, yo, Wack, yeah. Do me a favor. My bad. Hey, yo, Ree, I need to hear this one more time. Wack, you put that format together. You said Freaky Zeke.
Here we go, bro. Hold on.
Hey, that's
crazy. Yeah. No, I need to hear that again, bro. That is crazy. Yo, hey, man. Shout out to everybody, bro. Ludie in the building. Mikey in the building. Creep in the building. Hey, man. We got the Taylor Gang in here, man. The infamous Wack is in the building, y'all. Y'all see what's going on.
You.
Freaked up.
What's happening? What's happening?
Oh, what's that shit do, buddy?
Oh, man, you already know, man. We already know. We up, man.
Bro, listen, Wack came in here with some punches, bro. I swear, I never thought about this until you just said it. This shit is wild. I got to hear it again.
Yo, here we go. So here you go.
Give him the equation.
Here go the equation. We got Freaky Zeke telling on documented paperwork. Then we got Jim Jones on a federal wiretap enforcing a conspiracy. Then we got motherfucking Cameron playing Alpo.
but get mad at us.
Bro, like, listen. Now, Cameron is just portraying somebody, but yeah. Cameron, you still held accountable. Because you know Freaky Zeke is a documented informant. That nigga ain't supposed to be around y'all like that, bro.
Yeah, real shit. That's why it just looked funny at the Versus battle. The nigga dancing on stage.
And then, bro. But then they got the piece on. They got the piece. You got a piece that was used in a federal indicted kidnap robbery. Let me even juice it up. Fuck it. On somebody that turned cooperant, that's even worse. So you got the jury on of the motherfucker that y'all robbed and kidnapped, who later turned cooperant, and you just comfortable, Jim Jones, wearing that like that? Nigga, what makes you comfortable? Only one person could give you the pass, and that's the fans.
Yeah, no. Real shit.
Yo, don't cut me off, bro.
Fucking business.
They just booked Pooh Shiesty. Listen, they booked Pooh Shiesty off of zooming in on some serial numbers on some money by the robbery. Am I right?
They zoomed in on some
serial numbers on some money by the robbery. Nigga, you think they ain't, this is the piece. This is a piece described that was taken during the kidnap robbery. And you on stage wearing it, nigga, you showed, that's how dumb niggas is. You showed your hand, bro. Straight up.
Hell yeah.
Showed his hand.
When that LA nigga paperwork coming out?
We waiting on it. She just texted me right now. Oh, don't get it fucked up, bro. We don't discriminate. Y'all do. Actually, I'll PTR right now. Hold on. Hold on, nigga. I text this girl. Hold on. I'll PTR right now. Where she at?
I got to represent for my city.
Wait, look, 644. No. Look. See, listen. I'm going to show you, nigga. At 6 yesterday, I hit her, just so you know. I said, paperwork, we get it? She said, yes, but I'm in a hospital battling COVID, right? I said, damn, okay. I don't like you being in the hospital fighting that. You get well, get strong. She said, I'm one step behind ICU. I'm trying hard, whack. My kids need me. So we need to, you know, everybody say a prayer for Pretty Flower. But don't get it fucked up. Remember this. The L.A. nigga paperwork is only exposed because L.A. niggas exposed it, my nigga. You see the difference? We are the ones that exposed it, found out. When it found a nigga that was told on, I paid for the paperwork. The difference is, you niggas be hide niggas. Y'all got hideouts over there, Master Splinter. Underground tunnels, my nigga. Y'all
have the Ninja Turtles, though, nigga. I'm being real, bro. We the home of the Ninja Turtles, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, though, bro, it's respect the fact that even the room y'all had yesterday on the homie Perico, y'all didn't find that out. Perico did an interview and let motherfuckers know his truth, right? Which is a great truth. Like, I'm glad he let the kids know, hey, look, lose the motherfucking battle to win the war. Don't play super tough when you're out man and outgunned, and you can manipulate a nigga, outwit a nigga to get away, do so. And I strongly advise any human being to do so. Nigga, all that super tough gets you super dead. And every nigga talking super tough, he only talking super tough until he in that super situation. Then we see what happened. LA niggas, right? Bro, we are exposing. We don't give a fuck. We ain't discriminate. Ain't no, oh, okay, that nigga from the West, but don't say nothing. Hide that over here. Hush us. Control the narrative. Try to throw some misdirect. No. Wack sent the cash app to Pretty Flower. Wack called Reek. Reek, do this investigation. Reek pulled it up. Wack went and found the boy named Hitman who got told on, who's waiting to come into the room. The only hold up is Pretty Flower got COVID. Don't get it fucked up. Yeah. And that's done by us, my nigga. I would like a nigga to say, hey, what's right is right, wrong is wrong. Let's expose this shit.
I think the issue is it's more money on y'all side. You understand what I'm saying?
No, that ain't what you mean. The financial capital is in New York.
Yeah, I don't think it's nobody on our side.
Every